This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I heard a rumor, and I knew that the only way to actually get a response was to go directly to the queen herself, and that is Dr. Christine Blaine. She is one of New York City's greatest plastic surgeons. Dr. Blaine, I heard that, like, you know how there's all these different kinds of liposuctions, like Cool Sculpt and, like, the other one that shakes your belly until it burns off the fat or whatever, that they don't work as well as getting the real liposuction. Is that true or false, or what do you think about that?
So there are a lot of what's called minimally invasive or non-invasive fat reduction treatments, one being Cool Sculpt that has been marketed very well. That actually uses cold to actually break apart the fat cells in your body, and then you just get rid of them in your urine. That, we tell people, usually reduces fat by about 18 to 25% in the area. There are other ones that use heat with radio frequency, some InMode products, things like that, that we get about 25 to 30% reduction of fat. But liposuction is still the way to get about 85 to 90% of the fat out. But it is a surgical procedure. But I do a lot of this liposuction under local now. So people can come in on their own accord, drive themselves. We give them a little medication to make them relax, do the liposuction, and then they go home on their own.
That's crazy.
So still less invasive than having a general anesthesia and a bigger surgery, but definitely more effective than the minimally invasive.
Right. So if you're on the ledge and you're thinking to yourself, I'm not sure, I'm not committed, I'm fearful or whatever, this can give you some effect before that. On the other hand, if you're like, remove this Big Mac from me right now.
Nothing's better than liposuction to do that.
I can't believe that you could actually have it done and then just drive home. It's gotten so routine. I have a dumb question. After it gets sucked out, can it just come back? Like, how does it work long term?
So this isn't a dumb question at all. It's something I actually discuss with patients, that the fat cells that you are born with are the fat cells that you're born with. You don't make more fat cells. It's just the size of these fat cells. So a lot of people say, oh, you do liposuction in my belly and it moved to my legs. Well, no, it's that there's more fat cells in your legs than there are in the belly once you have liposuction. So you're going to see that fat faster if you gain the weight back. So these are not weight loss solutions. They're ways to help reduce the fat you have, but you still have to maintain diet and exercise so it doesn't come back.
And I just read this article that said that more men than ever are getting liposuction as well. Have you found that? Have you found that to be true in your practice?
I've definitely seen an uptick in the men patients, which is fine. More men are coming in for Botox and fillers also, and facial procedures like lasers. You know, the workforce is still tough for men, and the older men don't want to be basically overrun by the younger men, so they are concerned with their looks now. As far as liposuction, the liposuction under local is a great modality for men because they're still hesitant to talk about it, but we also do a lot of Cool Sculpting to men.
That's wild. What would you say is the number one procedure? So men are coming in, their Botox and fillers, but as far as a surgical procedure, is it things to do with the face? Is it liposuction? It's eye-opening to me.
Liposuction is probably still one of the biggest ones for men, yeah.
Wow.
And the other thing for men is, you know, sometimes men have what's called gynecomastia or, you know, male boobs. So we can definitely take care of that, too, either by liposuction or direct excision of some of the breast tissue. This is a very popular procedure for younger men because they don't like to not be able to wear a tight shirt at the gym or take their shirt off at the beach. So that's a big procedure for men.
Moobs.
Yeah.
Moobs.
The moobs.
Yeah.
Got to get rid of the moobs.
All right. Well, thank you so much. If you want to learn more about Dr. Christine Blaine, you can head to her website, blainplasticsurgery.com. She's got all your answers there.